Welcome to the Think It, Make It podcast with your host, Eric Royer. All about turning your ideas into reality with a CNC router, tips and tricks, new products, interviews, and much, much more.
This just got exciting.
Whether you're using a CNC for business or hobby, we have great stuff in store for you.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to this first episode of the Think It, Make It podcast. My name is Eric Royer, and I'll be your host. And I want to take a few minutes to talk to you a little bit about who am I, where I come from in the industry, and why I wanted to create this podcast. So my background, actually, I spent my entire professional life pretty much in the radio control hobby industry. Starting a website with a partner called rcuniverse.com, eventually selling that and then moving on to be an executive editor for Maplegate Media Group, publishing several magazines within the RC hobby. And during all this time, I got involved with 3D printing and CNC because we used the machines to make a lot of parts and custom applications for model planes and boats and cars and things like that. And while I was working at the magazine is where I was introduced to my now partner, Marcus, who comes from Germany. He was over here looking to set up a location in the U.S. for Stepcraft CNC. And I just happened to meet him on his after he'd set up an office here, but he hadn't yet hired anybody. So we started talking, and I decided it was time for me to have a change in my life. And so basically I left my job at the magazine and started Stepcraft US here in Connecticut. God, this is back the end of 2014. So since then, I've never looked back. Stepcraft has grown a lot here in the US. I started, it was in my basement that didn't last too long because we did a Kickstarter campaign to let basically the U.S. market know about the product, and that did extremely well, and that caused me to get a facility and start to hire employees. And here we are today. We're in a very large facility in Torrington, Connecticut. The company has over 50 employees between here and in Germany, and over 50 countries with better than 30 dealers around the world. So the company is doing great. We have over 10,000 machines installed around the world. So I'm really proud of that, and proud of what we've accomplished here with Stepcraft. What I'm most proud of, though, is our customers and the relationships that we have with them. That's one of the things I love most about this this business is getting to meet new people, getting people involved in the CNC world who have never used a machine before or even thought that it was possible to use a machine. So I love working with beginners and seeing them grow. And I had a conversation with a customer a couple of months ago. And they were telling me they were all excited after getting the machine set up and learning the software and everything. They were telling me all about this this project that they created. And then they brought it with no expectations. They brought it to a craft fair, and they sold it almost immediately and then had to go back and make some more. So they started, they asked the person if they wouldn't take it yet, they would deliver it to them just so it could stay on the table so they could take more orders for them. And that started a business for them, which here a year later, they're doing full time. So that stories like that, I hear almost every day. And it's nice because, again, we're dealing with customers who, primarily are have a day job or maybe have an idea and want to turn that idea into a business, or they want to see if they can make a little bit of extra side money even. And once they learn the machine and they learn what the capabilities are, then it's kind of like you open up the floodgates and ideas just flow. And it's awesome to me. I love talking to people, and I love seeing photographs and stuff online of things that people are doing. Sometimes I get jealous because I don't have the time to use the machine as much as I would like. So I value my time when I get to sit down at a machine and actually create something. And so I live vicariously through a lot of our customers and all the cool things that they're doing. So I thought that I would start up this podcast. Now, this is not my first podcast. I've actually had several. One of my first podcasts was called a Multi-Rotor Podcast, which we then turned into Drone Vibes Podcast. And this was back when I was in the RC industry. And I also owned a drone production company with a few partners where we shot television commercials and movies and things like that. So we created a drone podcast, and when I finally sold off and moved over to the CNC world, that podcast probably had 65,000 people that listened to it on an average basis. So it was really cool. We did it weekly, and I had a lot of fun doing that. When I started Stepcraft, I started a podcast here called the You Create Podcast, which is still on iTunes and Google Play. I think there were 16 episodes, and I was very ambitious to do it, but because I was growing this company and I was being pulled in a lot of different directions, it just became something that ended up getting put on the back burner. And I'd always said I wanted to come back and I want to start a podcast again, and because I really enjoy it. I enjoy talking to people. I'm a podcast listener. Whenever I'm in the car, I prefer to listen to audiobooks or podcasts than music, because I can listen to music anywhere. But when I'm in a car, I'm captive, or when I'm at the gym or walking or something, it's nice to listen to things that I'm interested in. So here we are, you know, a little over five years after starting up Stepcraft here in the States. And now I've got a team here, and I find that I have a little bit more time. And I finally just said, I'm going to pull a trigger and we're going to start up the podcast again. So Think It, Make It is actually the tagline that we use here at Stepcraft. So I thought the Think It, Make It podcast was pretty apropos. My plan, though, with this podcast is I have large ambitions with it. There's a lot of things I want to do. One of the things I want to do is I want to do interviews, which you'll see in the upcoming next couple of interview episodes. I've got interviews with customers of ours, and they're really informative. I did not want this podcast to be necessarily an advertising medium for Stepcraft. I want to make sure that the direction stays the course, that anybody who's interested in CNC will find this podcast interesting and hopefully helpful. So my next couple episodes, I am interviewing some of our customers, and they do talk about our machine. I'm not going to lie. And, you know, they're very happy with it. So I'm happy about that. But what's more interesting is in these episodes is what these people are doing with a CNC, what they're doing, how they had an idea and created a business. One of the interviews is a father-son, and they are doing this full-time, and they started their business last June of 18. And another interview I did is a company called Send Into Space, which is based over in the UK, and they actually use weather balloons and send projects into space with cameras, and they do it for marketing. So you can send a product of yours up into space, and they'll take pictures of it, and then the balloon comes back down. It's really cool. So, you know, even though these are Stepcraft customers, I don't want you to be jaded. You know, if you own a competitor machine, X, Carve, Shape Oco, Shop Saber, Shop Bot, doesn't matter. I want to keep making sure that this podcast is informative and interesting for everybody. So the easiest way for me to start was to start with our customers and start doing some interviews there, because we have so many of them and a lot of them have such great stories. So I'm going to try to have episodes, though, where I'm interviewing industry vendors. So we're talking to several vendors right now to set up interviews, and these are for products that you could use, and you know, no matter who you are or what kind of machine you use. I also have a lot of informative news and tips and tricks and things like that that I want to talk about. And these are things that will apply across the board. Now, one of the things I'm struggling with, though, is that a podcast is audio and CNC tends to be a very visual media, you know, visual form of working on things. So I've got to try to figure out a way to link what we talk about in the podcast to some visuals. So I will have show notes available for every episode that we produce. So you'll see in the future when I do an interview and they're talking about projects they do, I've got photographs of those projects that I create on our website. And so thinkitmakeit.us is the website. Every episode will have show notes and there'll be pictures. If we're talking about a specific design application or a tip or trick, there might be a file to download. There might be a video that accompanies it, but all of those things you'll always find on the show notes. So I'm going to do my best to tie good, informative information in an audio format, but then you have the ability to, you know, when you get out of your car and you get in front of a computer, go to the website and you'll see everything that we had talked about. So I'm really going to try hard not to do things like say, oh, look at this, you know, because I know that's annoying, especially when you're in a vehicle and you can't possibly look at anything through the speakers in your vehicle. But I will, if there is something that I'm specifically talking about that has a visual component, I will make sure that that's always on the website. So please know that that's kind of how I want to do this. I do know that there's not a lot of CNC podcasts out there. My friend Bill Griggs has the CNC Router Tips podcast, which he does a great job with. He's been doing that for a while. His podcast is more, it has a lot of information. It's not based on, because he doesn't sell a machine, so to speak, where I do. I don't want people to misconstrue that this podcast is, I don't want to listen to it because it's only going to be about StepCraft. Again, as it grows, my intention is going to be to expand it and make sure that we're always putting content in there that applies to anybody who has a CNC, to the point where I'm also talking to people who are not StepCraft customers about doing interviews, because their story and what they've accomplished with their CNC is interesting and informative. So, you know, bear with me as we progress. And I promise that I'm going to do everything I can to make this an interesting medium for you if you're into the CNC world and an industry, or 3D printing. We'll be talking about that from time to time, and other applications too, like laser, and you know, we'll definitely try to cover the gamut, and keep things informative. Software is another thing that we'll touch on. I am a big Vectric fan and user, so I will be talking about Vectric software often. I'm also a Fusion 360 user, so we'll be talking about that. Now, if there's other software that you would love to hear about or love to talk about, or even come on the podcast as a guest to share your opinion or you know, your experiences with other platforms besides Fusion and Vectric, please just drop me an email or leave a comment, and I will get in touch with you, because I'm always looking to learn new things. So it doesn't... I'm not locked in to Vectric and Fusion. It's just what I happen to use, and I'm very efficient with those programs. But I know there's a lot of other software out there that is equally as good, and I would love to learn, you know, more about that as well. So I want this to be your podcast. So please email me, leave comments. Whatever you feel you want to do to communicate with me, and I will try to steer the ship to put content in there that you're interested in, and that you're looking to have me expand more on. You know, and if you want to do an interview, or and you're not a StepCraft customer, or you have something interesting that you'd love to share, please just let me know. So all that being said, I mean, I'm excited about this. It's been a couple years in the making since I stopped doing the Think It Make It podcast. I'm sorry, since I stopped doing the You Create podcast. And I'm excited. I want to really grow this thing. And I've already recorded a couple of interview episodes and they went great. I do apologize in advance. One of the audio is not perfect on two of the interviews I did. I had some technical difficulties. Like I said, it's been a while since I've done a podcast again, and I had to reconfigure some stuff on my computer, and the audio on one of them was, it's good. It's not bad. It's just not perfect. And I'm kind of a stickler for how the audio sounds. So after episode 4, everything should even out, and it should be much better quality. So my plan is to drop a new episode every week. I think I'm going to launch this on a Wednesday. So my plan would be every Wednesday to have a new episode go live. So that's my plan right now. I do, like I said, intend on doing it weekly. I particularly am a fan of weekly podcasts. I don't like waiting. I'm very impatient. So if there's a podcast that only release once a month, I usually don't even listen to it. So, you know, that's my goal with regards to that. I will also be doing a Q&A. I love doing Q&A stuff too. So if you have any questions in the CNC world that you want to ask, please just let me know. And I will, if I don't know it, I'll research it. And then I'll do that as a podcast episode, making sure that all the information I get is accurate and relevant to the question. So, please just feel free, send me any kind of question you want. And I'm looking at some other things that we'll be doing as well, as far as online courses. We're looking at doing a lot more video related stuff. I've got another ebook that we're working on. I have an ebook too. So if anybody is interested, I will put it on the show notes. I have an ebook that I wrote about starting a business with a CNC, and I offer that free to everybody. So if you're interested in a copy of that, just go to the show notes page. You can click the link, fill in your, you have to just put your name and email address, and you'll get a link to download it right away. That's kind of a free gift for you. And I plan on doing more of those in the future. So I have a lot of information that I feel that I can share and that will be valuable to people. And this, I think, is a great platform to do that. So anyway, that's I just wanted to do a quick introduction episode to let everybody know what the podcast is going to be about and, what my intentions are. And if I'd love to hear comments, and if there's any way that you want to see the direction of this go, please just let me know. I look forward to it. And thank you again for listening to this first episode. And we'll see you here every week. Have a great day.
Thank you for listening to the Think It, Make It podcast. Be sure to tune in next time for more great CNC router content.